Welcome to Art Basel. It is all happening, baby, right here in sunny South Florida. Everybody is coming to Miami this week to celebrate art. But a lot of us are coming to celebrate NFTs. The crypto market is absolutely in the shitter, but people are still coming to hang out and celebrate crypto, NFTs, and most importantly, art. And one person that's going to be here that I'm really excited to see is my good old pal, Yossi. Welcome to Goats in the Metaverse, my friends. Yossi, you're coming to South Florida. How are you, buddy?
Are we coming to celebrate NFTs or to commiserate over our NFTs at Art Basel?
You know, I'm going to tell you a funny story. I was invited to a dinner with a bunch of NFT people, and there was two options. One was like, you know, whatever, both really good restaurants. One, I think, was like, I don't know, let's call it $150 a head. And the other one was $500 a head. And I was like, $500 a head in this crypto market? There's no way everyone is going to choose that restaurant. Well, let me tell you, all these big NFT people, crypto people, all chose the cheaper restaurant. And that kind of shows where the crypto markets are. Because let's take it back 6 months ago, people would have been like, yeah,
$500 a head. Let's do it.
Who cares? Yeah. So let's talk about it. A lot of buzz, a lot of, for those of people who don't know, what is Art Basel? Yossi, can you share with us really quickly?
Yeah, Art Basel is an annual event that happens at Miami Beach that celebrates pretty much art and culture. It's apparently a huge event. I've never been, but it takes over the city and turns into a bit of a scene. You have artists from the traditional world, musicians, and anyone attending Art Basel, and crypto kind of took it over. NFTs and crypto have taken it over and created its own Art Basel events of itself for NFTs before the event, after the event, side events, and taking over the city. You know, never leave it to the crypto world not to want to throw a party. And that's pretty much what is going to be happening. We're going to be seeing the world of generative art, PFPs, NFTs with access, as well as, you know, some traditional art coming up on walls that we haven't seen in quite some time. So that's what Art Basel is. Apparently, tens of thousands of people are going to be there.
Hundreds of thousands? It's a lot of people. I mean, I was here last year, and I kind of was here for the NFT crypto part that was like right before Art Basel, and it was pretty crazy. And it was nice to see like crypto and not crypto, NFTs being incorporated into the NFT into the art scene. And like I said, I think last year people were just like events were popping up. This year people have been planning these events probably for the last 6-9 months. It's supposed to be absolutely crazy. We'll be here live to give you the play-by-play. But I think the most interesting part to me is, you know, the markets are not in a good place, but people are still doing events. People are still coming here. There's a lot of, you know, big names, blue chip holders, people that are industry. They're all here. I see it on my Twitter feed. I see it on my Instagram. You're coming. I'm coming. We're going to have a good time. But let's break down some of these events. I think probably the most interesting event I have seen is from our buddy G Money, friend of the show. If you haven't, if you don't know who G Money is, make sure to check out some of those episodes we've done with him in the past. But he's doing a collab with Snowfro, where they are doing a pop-up where you could actually mint a t-shirt that is going to be a one-of-one that is taking place and being done right there on the spot. From what I understand, you could pre-buy your t-shirt. You have to be an Admit One holder, which I am. Thanks, G. And for $585, you could get a one-of-one Admit One It's not a mint one. It's 9cc.
9cc.
Not yes. And Snowfro collab t-shirt. I believe there's only 1,200 of them total that are being printed. And each one is a one of one. And each one is going to have Snowfro's chromy squiggle on it with its own design.
Are you going to be buying one? $575?
$585. I might do it for the culture. I mean, you know, it is a lot of money. $585. I did buy the first one that came out, which I vaulted. I've never actually received. I'm on the fence. I think I'm going to buy it, but I don't know. I think I'm going to do it just to support G and give him $600 because I'm a nice guy. What do you think? Should I buy it? I actually reached out to you yesterday. I'm like, should I buy this t-shirt? Is this going to be worth any money? Is this worth anything?
This is all just a grand experiment. So no one knows what this means. Some people are going to wear the shirt. Some people are going to keep it in the vault. And we are seeing that the kind of what G Money is doing here is he's pushing the edge of what the technology can do. So we've learned that there is a microchip in the shirt that allows you to get access to events. It's integrated with Token Proof, which is a ticketing and access system for NFTs. Collaborating with Snowfro, who creator of the Chromy Squiggle, the kind of one of the most, or if not the most iconic generative art piece, the founder of Artblocks. So it's the coalition and integration of all of these different pieces, fashion, art, culture, technology, all into a new way to consume culture effectively here with a shirt. And people are going to speculate on that. People are going to say, well, this could become the next global brand, and you will own one of the original shirts that kicked off this whole iconic trend, or it won't, and it'll just be something that you can say you were part of this revolution and timeline, and you paid $585 for a shirt because you wanted to be part of it and part of that community, and that's what it means to be part of it in the G Money world, trying to be a fashionista.
Absolutely. I mean, one thing that it does remind me of and is Kif for the fashion fans. I mean, I think what Kif created is, you know, and I have a lot of respect from Ronnie. He's from Queens. I grew up in Queens. Like, he literally basically is a curator, right? He is a designer, but he's not really a designer. He's just basically kind of picking and choosing of what he likes and what he would wear and kind of,
yeah,
matching things together, right? And I kind of see this as going in the same realm. And I'm assuming that if you're a brand that's going to want to be in the space, you're going to probably come to G Money and say, hey, we want to do something with you, because he has that test audience. He has those loyalists that are willing to make that investment. And, you know, I like the limited edition factor here, the collectability of it. It is definitely interesting. And I love that they're doing it during this week where, you know, they're making a big splash. But who else is making a big splash?
Doodles are having the Doodle Putt event. I know you're going to that, and they're going to be saying it's not going to be something you've ever seen before. They threw a big splash at NFT NYC, so expect to see some pretty impressive stuff. They've been very quiet, though. So Doodle's getting a lot of criticism that there isn't much going on in their community and being very quiet, and maybe this will be their redeeming event that pulls in the crowds and shows them the power of the IP that they're trying to create through this technology. So we know about Doodle Putt happening. And then the biggest event that I know of is what NFT Now are putting together, what they're calling the Gateway, a metropolis that they're taking over 12 buildings, creating a 5-day festival with every artist and speaker imaginable, and really bringing the NFT world together into Miami and creating their own sub. Event. It's open access. Anyone can attend. There is a number of events. If you just wanted to go to one place to get into everything that is happening in NFTs, everything that is happening in digital art and collectibles, I think this would be where you should go from the 29th till, so starting tonight until the 2nd. So that's NFT Now's event. You can go to nftnow.com and you'll be able to see their gateway event there and register to attend there. So I'm going to be going there and spending a lot of time there. I think, you know, I'll just be where everyone else is and meet everyone and then see from there.
I'm curious to hear the feedback because, you know, last year I went to, I think it's called Miami Decentraland, which is happening right now as well. And yep. It was crazy. There was like a line out the door. It was packed. There were so many people there. Everyone was super excited. I wonder if it's going to be the same vibe. I know the Apes are doing a party on Saturday night. I know that it's sold out. But like, it was plus ones for every party, right? Like, NYC, and I don't know how big these places are, but, you know, ApeFest during NFT NYC, you couldn't even get a plus one, right? Now they're giving away plus ones. Different venue, different city, different location. And it is sold out, but it's like, what, there's 5,000 holders plus mutants, I think, were invited as well, and you're getting a plus one. Is it going to be the same vibe? And I'm sure the Apes are going to come out. And
I think it's just going to be all around craziness because there's just too many people, too many things, too many side events, and people going back from back to back to back to back. It's going to be the same, but that's what makes it exciting and interesting. And maybe there'll be some big announcements coming out from some of these communities, hoping to see some new moves and collaborations being announced there. And that's what I expect to see. And most of all, just want to meet the people that I have been talking with in the metaverse and put a face to the name or put a face to the avatar.
And that's what it's all about, my friend. Meeting people. I'm going to be walking around with like a helmet or like some sort of avatar on my face and nobody recognizes me. I'm just joking. If you see Yasi and I walking around, come say hello. We'll give you a big high five, maybe even a hug if you're lucky. But yeah, I mean, I think this is another opportunity to meet people that are like-minded, that are into the same things you are into. Talk about culture, talk about art, talk about crypto, talk about what the future looks like, and probably all sulk a little bit in some of the losses we have taken in the last 6 months. But
maybe pick up some alpha.
Maybe pick up some alpha. See, Yasi always finds the positive. Pick up some alpha, and you've picked up any alpha, leave a comment below, say hello, make sure to subscribe to the show, and we'll make sure to report back to you and let you know what the streets are saying, what we should be doing, what everybody should be thinking about. We'll come back to you guys with a lot of alpha. Ready, Yasi?
Alpha, alpha, alpha. That's what I'm going to find, and I will not rest until I find it on the beaches of Miami, in the clubs, in the hotels, and in the restaurants. I am searching far and wide for this alpha, and we're going to keep you posted as we find it. I look forward to seeing you, my friend.
See you guys soon. Have a good one, everybody.